This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, I don't know what you think about the subject of angels. That's a pretty scary thing to some people, or it's a pretty ridiculous thing to others. Yet in verse 9 of Isaiah 63, it says, "In their distress, God was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them." We're going to talk about that today. In continuation of a message we're calling A Message to a 175-Year-Old Church. God bless you as you listen to part 3 today.
I love the third one. It's in verse 9. In all their distress, he too was distressed, and the angel of his presence saved them. The angel of his presence. What an interesting phrase. I want to talk about that. God is distressed when you're distressed, meaning he feels and understands what we feel. I think that's one of the most important attributes of the Lord for people to understand. God is not in heaven as some unfeeling creator who doesn't feel anything. When you're distressed, he's distressed. When you grieve, he's grieved. That's the kind of compassionate God we serve, and most people don't even think of that. We serve a God of compassion who, in our distress, he is distressed, and the angel of his presence saved him. I don't know if any of you remember from history something that you may have read about. It's been on public television a number of times, about the mission to Antarctica in 1915. Ernest Shackleton was the captain of a ship that literally got stuck in the ice in Antarctica. And they were stuck for months and months. They couldn't get out. So there came a point in time when the captain, Shackleton, and two sailors told the rest of the crew, "We're going to go get help on foot." And here's what they told them. This is what's interesting. They didn't say, we'll be back in a few days. They didn't say, we'll be back in a few weeks. They said, we'll be back in a few months. Give us 3, 4, 5 months and we'll be back with help. Can you imagine having to wait for months? Ernest Shackleton writes about this. I've read it with my own eyes. He said there was a point where the three of them were in some unbelievable, harrowing situation. One time where they were up on top of a 6,000-foot mountain, and the only way down, there was no steps because it was ice. They had to form coils of rope into circles like a snake, three of them, attached them together, and they slid down a mountain in night, 6,000 feet in altitude down to the bottom, and all three of them survived. They were beat up, but they survived. And later, Ernest Shackleton said to the other two, "I don't know if you guys felt this," he said, "but I felt there was somebody else with us, a fourth person." And one of the other sailors said, "You know, I felt the same thing." And the third one said, "I felt the same thing." And I thought of that when I read about the angel of God's presence. Is it possible the Lord sends the angel of his presence? I'm not trying to be spooky. I'm not trying to be cute or whatever, but I believe the word of God, the angel of his presence. The word angel means messenger. I believe that you could be an angel of God's presence in someone's life. You ever been to a hospital in a family crisis with somebody and they said, "I knew you'd come"? You were the angel of God's presence. When you came and prayed for somebody and prayed with somebody and read scripture, I believe you're the angel of God's presence. Anybody can be a messenger of God's presence when God uses you and you're open to being used of God in that way. I'd like to think that God uses people at a 175-year-old church as messengers of his presence, as angels of his presence.
Well, part 4 continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. One word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.